This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the debut album from an essential indie rock band 40 years on, a newly released 1985 Husker Du live performance, and a Jason Molina tribute.
The whole place is dark.
Justice has finally escaped me. The dripping words of yesterday have set my feeble mind astray. I yearn to see the glow of her eyes as I satisfaction be the sweetest sound. The staircase has one too many steps. I've already started back down. Come on. Girl.
Welcome to episode 196 of A Sonic Youth. We start the show with Dinosaur Jr. and their 1985 debut album Dinosaur. Dinosaur Jr., formed in 1984 in Massachusetts, were originally just called Dinosaur, before legal action from so-called supergroup Dinosaur forced them to add the Jr. Dinosaur Jr.'s origins can be traced back to when Jay Maskus, the band's introverted frontman and guitar shredding god, was playing with Dinosaur Jr. bassist Lou Barlow and the hardcore punk group Deep Wound. Their next project was first called Mogo, and was made up of Maskus, Barlow, Deep Wound vocalist Charlie Nakajima, and drummer Emmett Murphy, of course better known as Murph. Nakajima was sacked from the band after going on an anti-police rant at the group's first show, and the true Dinosaur Jr. lineup was born. Jay Maskus self-proclaimed the band as making, or aiming to make, quote, ear-splitting country. And some tracks from that first album Dinosaur did fit with that tentative country label. This debut album, though, is not Dinosaur Jr.'s greatest. Some of the lower quality tracks through the middle of the album are, at least in studio guise, fairly forgettable. It was met with indifference on release, selling quite poorly in the first year, and being retrospectively labelled by Pitchfork as an effing mess. Their next album, You're Living All Over Me, was much better, most notably spawning their ferociously loud cover of The Cure's Just Like Heaven, along with other essential live tracks. It was really 1988's Buck that was their magnum opus, taking punk noise and mixing it with the more melodic, yet still mercilessly loud styling of the as-yet unnamed shoegaze genre. I went much more in-depth into the story of this legendary band on episodes 76 and 126 of the show, including the 90s major label years, where Jay Maskus was almost the sole studio band member, and then into the reformed original lineup of the late 2000s, which fortunately meant Gen Zers such as myself could go see them with their father, who saw them in 1988, shortly after they released Bug, you know. But back to Dinosaur. While it's not as strong as the records which would soon follow, there are certainly some real standout tracks, songs which remain live staples today. Opening the show was by far the most lucid-sounding track on the album, the somber and gloomy Quest. I think that song is at its best when Maskus plays it live and solo on the excellent Live at CBGB's album, but the original studio version was certainly a strong showing of what was to come from the young band. The next track is a real fan favourite, with Lou Barlow on lead vocals and with that killer bass line. Here's Forget the Swan.
Down.
You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Dinosaur Jr. with Forget the Swan. From one hugely important and extremely loud band to another, Husker Du have just released, 40 years on, a live EP recorded in June 1985 at First Avenue in Minneapolis. This, therefore, was recorded 6 years after the hardcore band had formed, and while they were in their golden period, having recently released Zen Arcade, often heralded as one of the greatest rock albums ever. This new release is a 5-track EP, and it sounds surprisingly sharp considering the circumstances it was likely recorded in. And the standout track has to be, arguably the greatest Husker Du song, Makes No Sense At All.
Is it important to yelling so loud? It makes no sense at all. Walking around with your head in the ground makes no difference at all. It makes no sense at all. Makes no difference at all. I don't know why you wanna tell me when I'm right or when I'm wrong. It's the same thing in your mind. The only time I'm right is when I play along. When I play along. Walking around with your head in the clouds, it makes no sense at all. Saw you so short, but you're walking so tall, it makes no sense at all. Is it important to yelling so loud? Walking around with your head in the clouds,
it makes no sense at all.
Makes no difference at all. That makes no sense at all. Makes no difference at all. You can turn yourself with evidence. It's evident to me. When you say you've got the tiger by the tail, but I don't see these things that way. Things that way. Walking around with your head in the clouds, it makes no sense at all. So you're so short, but you're walking so tall, it makes no sense at all. Is it important to yelling so loud, it makes no sense at all. Walking around with your head in the clouds, it makes no sense at all. Makes no difference at all. Yeah, makes no sense at all. Makes no difference at all.
That was Husker Du with a 1985 live performance of Makes No Sense At All. Here's another track from the EP. This live take on Turns of Psyphic Warfare sees the band with their most plainly punk sound. A Grant Hart-penned track first released on New Day Rising is Terms of Psychic Warfare.
Yeah.
I'm Oliver Gray, this is A Sonic Youth, and that was Husker Du, with Terms of Psychic Warfare. Now let's tone things down a bit to end. A very exciting new album has been announced, named I Will Swim to You, from a line from his song Lioness. It's a 12-track tribute to the late great alt-country artist Jason Molina. Molina, especially through his band Songs of Hire and Magnolia Electrico, released, frankly, the greatest alt-country cross-rock music ever. There's deeply sad and introspective lo-fi, more classical alt-country, and gritty Neil Young and Crazy Horse-inspired roots rock. I've talked about Molina in greater depth on previous shows, and on those shows, shared that my two essential Molina albums are 2003's Magnolia Electrico and 2005's epic live album Trials and Errors. The former contains Farewell Transmission, easily one of the greatest songs ever recorded, but the whole album is flawless. On what is generally a more rock and roll album, track 3, Just Be Simple, stands out as a beautiful, more stripped back folk song. And that's the track that School of Molina graduate MJ Lenderman has chosen to cover onto this new album. His cover was pre-released as a single, alongside Sun June's cover of Leave the City. That other cover is frankly boring. Leave the City is a brilliant song, and this version really doesn't invoke the magic of the original at all. But Lenderman's track gets close. Here's Just Be Simple.
You'll never hear me talk about one day getting out. Why put a new address on the same old loneliness? Everybody knows where that is. We built that house of his, and when he's not home, someone else we know always is. If heaven's really coming back, hope it has a heart attack when they see how dangerous it's time to get going when it's really been so long that it starts showing. It's always how that goes. Always almost tells me the secret and how there's really no again.
This is a Sonic Youth, and that was MJ Lindemann covering Jason Molina's Just Be Simple. Let's finish off the show with a track by the legend himself. This one is also being covered on the new album, by Dave Benton's project Trace Mountains. But here's Molina's best version, from the live Trials and Errors album, of the track Dark Don't Hide It.
Saying it now comes easily. After finding out how. You only wanted friends for long enough to get rid of them. You found the kind you knew would only kill you, so you surrounded yourself with them. Heaven needed some place to throw all the shit. Human hearts and pain should never be separate. They wouldn't tear themselves apart, both trying. Is gonna hold us up in the mirror. Say we're so much alike, we must be brothers. You see, I had a job to do, but people like you been doing it to one another. At least I don't hide.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.